It's 7:41 on this West Virginia morning. I'm Teresa Wills. This morning, we'll hear from some of our listeners who shared their stories of homesickness for Appalachia. People like John Henderson.
I've come to understand that homesickness is simply an intrinsic longing for a place that's encoded into your DNA.
On this week's episode of Inside Appalachia, we hear from listeners who speak about their journeys to reconnect with their roots in Appalachia and return home. While producing this show, we asked for your stories of homesickness on Twitter, and we got back a variety of heartfelt responses. One of these came from John Henderson.
Hi, my name is John Henderson, and I was born in Texas, but I moved to Tennessee 20 years ago, and I always felt more at home here than any place I've ever lived on earth. A couple of years ago, I was doing some research, and I found that my great-great-great-great-great-grandfather, William Campbell Fox Hunter Mayfield, was actually born in Washington County, Tennessee, in 1783. When I found that out, it all started making sense. Why, every time I went to East Tennessee and did hikes in the mountains along the Appalachian Trail, I felt a peace. I've come to understand that homesickness is simply an intrinsic longing for a place that's encoded into your DNA. I think people get homesick for Appalachia for that very reason. These mountains, this culture, it's a part of you. It's inexplicable and it's inescapable.
The longing for a place, like John Henderson put it, can be inexplicable as it is inescapable. That's what this weekend's episode of Inside Appalachia is all about. We'll hear from a number of people who tried to put down in words why this place is so special. We'll try to wrap our heads around this intangible, mysterious thing called homesickness. Here's one of the letters that one listener recorded.
Hello, my name is Terry Tincher. I grew up in Whitesville, West Virginia, in Boone County, and now I live just outside of Atlanta, Georgia. For me, homesickness is a desire to return to a much simpler place and a simpler time. Homesickness is being connected to the mountains and actually having the mountains within my soul, within my blood. It's the history of the region I grew up in. It's the culture of the people. It's my friends, my family. It brings back memories and thoughts of walks in the mountains and finding old mines and derelict stills, walking across swinging bridges and holding on for dear life, and many other memories of growing up. My mom and my dad picking flowers and bringing them home to mom from the mines and having that peculiar smell of coal dust. And that battered old lunch pail that he always brought home that just don't see anymore. Once the mountains of Appalachia get into your soul and into your bloodstream, you can't ever leave it behind.
Over the past several months, as we've been airing our Struggle to Stay series, we've heard from several listeners who said there was a side to the struggle we weren't covering, the struggle to return home. Some of you have worked here for years and make it back to West Virginia, like this next person.
My name is Ann Lockard. I was born here in Charleston, and I live in Danville, West Virginia, in Boone County. I think that West Virginia is a place that you don't identify as much like in your brain, but it's something that's in your bones. It's something that if you're from here and you are a part of this culture, it's just something I think that stays with you. And I really think that all of Appalachia just has a unique experience that is just not replicated anywhere else in the United States. I think that's why people miss it so much. And I think that that's why people are so homesick and, you know, long to come back, even if opportunities, you know, preclude them from doing that. Many years ago, I actually had an opportunity to work construction, and I traveled over most of the United States, and I went to a lot of different places with a lot of wonderful people, but I never found a place that I could call home more than West Virginia. I absolutely wanted to come home, and I was, you know, once that opportunity ended, I absolutely took the first opportunity I could to come back here and work. I think that there are definitely a lot of challenges here. I did had to work very hard to make ends meet here for a long time. I was fortunate that I was able to persevere and get myself into a position where I am able to support my family on a single income. But of course, it's still difficult. You know, it's one of those things where you're trying to balance all of the various expenses in life. And I can understand why some folks, you know, have to seek opportunities elsewhere.
Again, that was West Virginia native Ann Lockhart sharing her story about her journey home to the Mountain State. You can hear more stories about returning home and the feeling of homesickness that many people in West Virginia feel on the Inside Appalachia podcast. You can find it on our website, wvpublic.org. The latest album from Kentucky's Joan Shelley was produced by Wilco bandleader and songwriter Jeff Tweedy in his Chicago studio. The pair met backstage at a Mountain Stage taping in February 2016. Here's Shelley performing The Push and Pull as our Mountain Stage Song of the Week.
Don't make me make up a story. Don't make me say what this is. Where have we to go once we've described it? What do you think when I say, isn't this sweet? When I say, isn't this right? When I say you should be with me this time. But if you're at all like me, you reach and feel for the edges, pull at the seams to show the weakness. What do you feel when I say, let's leave it be? When I say, oh, we'll be fine. When I say we would always change our minds. It's just the game will break you. We've seen the best of us fall. The push and pull that drives it all. What do you feel when I say, isn't this sweet? When I say, isn't this right? When I say you should play with me this time. What do you think when I say, let's leave it be? When I say, oh, we'll be fine. When I say we would always change our minds. Don't make me make up a story. Don't make me say what this is.
That was Joan Shelley live on Mountain Stage performing The Push and Pull. Hear this and more tonight and tomorrow night at 8, right here on West Virginia Public Broadcasting. West Virginia Morning is a production of West Virginia Public Broadcasting, which is solely responsible for its content. You can keep up with the latest West Virginia news throughout the day on our website, wvpublic.org. Support for our news bureaus comes from West Virginia University, Concord University, and Shepherd University. West Virginia Morning is produced with help from Dave Mistich, Jessica Lilly, Kara Lofton, Liz McCormick, Jesse Wright, and Roxy Todd. Our producer is Glennis Board. I'm Teresa Wills.